Welcome to the OCR GCSE Music Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know about Topic 2.7, Development of Musical Ideas. Whether you're preparing for your listening and appraising exam or polishing your integrated portfolio composition, this episode is packed with exactly what you need to hit those top mark bands. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Let's start with the big picture. What does development of musical ideas actually mean? In simple terms, it's about taking a short musical idea, usually called a motif, and transforming it in interesting ways so that your music grows, builds, and stays coherent. Think of it like a story. You introduce a character at the beginning, and then throughout the story, that character faces challenges, changes, and develops. In music, your motif is that character. The OCR specification assesses this skill in two places. First, in your integrated portfolio, which is assessed under Assessment Objective 2, worth 60% of your total marks. Second, in the listening and appraising written exam, assessed under Assessment Objective 3, worth 30%. So this topic is absolutely central to your success in GCSE music. Now, let's get into the core concepts. There are six key developmental techniques you absolutely must know, and I want you to remember them using the acronym CMR, which stands for sequence, imitation, fragmentation, augmentation, modulation, and retrograde. Let's go through each one. First, sequence. A sequence is when you repeat a melodic idea, but you move it up or down in pitch by a consistent interval. So if your motif starts on C and goes up by a third, a sequence might repeat that same shape starting on D, then E, and so on. The crucial word here is pitch change. If you're writing an exam answer and you say the composer uses a sequence, you must specify whether it's ascending or descending and ideally name the interval. Examiners award marks for that precision. Simply saying the tune repeats will not earn you a mark for sequence. That would be describing repetition, which is a completely different device. Second, imitation. Imitation is when a melodic idea is passed from one instrument or voice to another, usually overlapping. Think of a round like Frère Jacques. One voice starts, and then a second voice copies the same melody a few beats later. The key distinction between imitation and repetition is that imitation always involves a different part or instrument. If the same instrument plays the same idea again, that's repetition. If the violin plays a phrase and then the cello copies it, that's imitation. This distinction comes up in the listening exam every single year, so make sure you have it absolutely clear in your mind. Third, fragmentation. This is one of the most powerful compositional tools, and examiners love to see it in portfolios. Fragmentation means taking just a small part of your motif, perhaps just the first two or three notes or a distinctive rhythmic cell, and developing that fragment on its own. It's a brilliant way to build tension because the listener recognizes the original idea but hears it broken apart and intensified. Beethoven was a master of this. Think of the famous four-note opening of his Fifth Symphony, da-da-da-dum. That rhythmic cell is fragmented and developed throughout the entire first movement. Fourth, augmentation. Augmentation means lengthening the note values of your motif. So if your original motif has crotchets and quavers, the augmented version might use minims and crotchets, the same melodic shape, but slower. This often creates a sense of grandeur or resolution, and it's commonly used at the climax or ending of a piece. The opposite technique is diminution, where you shorten the note values to create urgency and momentum. Fifth, modulation. Modulation means changing key. This is one of the most expressive developmental tools available to a composer. Moving from a major key to the relative minor creates a shift in mood, from bright and confident to more introspective or tense. Moving to the dominant key, which is a fifth above your tonic, creates a sense of forward momentum and expectation. In your composition, if you modulate, make sure the key change is clearly prepared. Use a pivot chord or a clear cadence in the new key, and make sure your examiner can hear it. Examiners credit compositions that demonstrate clear and purposeful modulation. Sixth, retrograde. Retrograde means playing your motif backwards. This is a more advanced technique, often associated with 20th century composers using serial or 12-tone techniques, but it can be used effectively at GCSE level to create a sense of symmetry or resolution. If your piece opens with a motif that ascends, ending with a retrograde version that descends can give your composition a satisfying arch-like structure. Now let's talk about how these techniques appear in the listening exam and the specific language you need to use to earn marks. When the OCR listening paper asks you to identify a developmental technique, you need to name it precisely. One mark is typically awarded for the correct term. But when the question asks you to describe or explain how a theme is developed, you need to do much more. You need to name the technique, describe exactly what happens to the musical material, and then comment on the effect it creates. Let me give you a model answer structure. Imagine the question is, describe how the opening theme is developed in bars 9 to 16. A weak answer would be, the theme is repeated, but changed. That earns 0 marks. A strong answer would be, the composer uses a descending sequence, repeating the 4-bar opening motif, a minor third lower in bars 9 to 12, creating a sense of falling tension. In bars 13 to 16, the motif is fragmented, with only the opening rhythmic cell, 2 quavers and a crotchet, repeated in the lower strings, building intensity through the reduction in melodic content and increase in textural density. That answer would earn full marks because it names the technique, describes the specific pitch change, identifies the instrumentation, and explains the musical effect. Now let's talk about your integrated portfolio composition, because this is where 60% of your marks come from. The examiners are looking for structural coherence. That means your development section must be clearly derived from your opening thematic material. A very common mistake candidates make is introducing a completely new, unrelated melody in the middle of their composition. This breaks the thematic unity and will cost you marks in the top band. Your development section should feel like it grows organically from what came before. Here's a practical strategy for your composition. Start by writing a clear, memorable 4-bar motif. Make sure it has a distinctive rhythmic identity, something the listener can recognize even when it's transformed. Then plan your development section using at least 3 of the techniques we've discussed. A good structure might be bars 1 to 8, introduce your motif in the tonic key. Bars 9 to 16, develop using a sequence, moving the motif up by a tone. Bars 17 to 24, fragment the motif, isolating the opening rhythmic cell and building tension. Bars 25 to 32, modulate to the relative minor or dominant, presenting the motif in the new key. Bars 33 to 40, return to the tonic with the motif augmented, creating a sense of resolution and grandeur. Examiners specifically look for evidence of at least 3 distinct developmental techniques to access the top mark band for musical elements. So plan this deliberately. Don't leave it to chance. Now, the 3 most common mistakes I see in both the listening exam and the composition portfolio. Mistake number 1, confusing sequence with repetition. Remember, a sequence always involves a pitch change. If the motif stays at the same pitch, it's repetition. If it moves up or down, it's a sequence. Mistake number 2, confusing imitation with repetition. Repetition is the same part playing the same idea. Imitation is a different part copying the idea. The instrument or voice must change for it to be imitation. Mistake number 3, in composition, adding new, unrelated material instead of developing existing ideas. This is the single biggest mark loser in the top band. Every new section of your piece should have a clear connection to your opening motif, even if it's transformed beyond easy recognition. One more tip for the listening exam. When you're analyzing how a theme is developed, always check for changes in more than just pitch. Examiners reward candidates who notice changes in texture. For example, a theme that was played by a solo instrument is now played by the full orchestra. Or changes in dynamics. A theme that was piano is now fortissimo. Or changes in timbre, a theme played by strings is now played by brass. These observations demonstrate a sophisticated understanding of how composers develop their material, and they will earn you marks in the higher assessment bands. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 5 seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between a sequence and repetition? A sequence repeats the motif at a different pitch, ascending or descending. Repetition keeps the motif at the same pitch. Question 2. If the violin plays a phrase and the cello copies it 2 bars later, what developmental technique is being used? Imitation. Question 3. What does augmentation mean? Lengthening the note values of the motif, making it slower. Question 4. Name 3 developmental techniques you should aim to include in your integrated portfolio composition. Any 3 from sequence, imitation, fragmentation, augmentation, modulation, diminution, inversion, or retrograde. Question 5. In the listening exam, if asked to explain how a theme is developed, what three things must your answer include? Name the technique, describe what happens to the musical material, and explain the effect it creates. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If you struggled with any of them, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. The six key developmental techniques are sequence, imitation, fragmentation, augmentation, modulation, and retrograde. Remember the acronym CFEM, ARDE. In the listening exam, always name the technique precisely. Describe the specific change and explain the musical effect. In your composition portfolio, ensure your development section is derived from your opening motif using at least three distinct techniques and avoid introducing unrelated new material. The three most common mistakes are confusing sequence with repetition, confusing imitation with repetition, and lacking thematic unity in your composition. This topic is worth a huge proportion of your marks, 60% through composition and 30% through listening. Master these techniques and you will be in a very strong position for both components. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark counts. You've got this.